Dang, you guys don't have a lack for keeping busy, do you? No, not really. I mean, as far as here on the ranch, you know, it's not a big deal. I mean, we're used to dealing with all the animals and everything we got going here, but now this fire, I think they're calling it, it's the Copperfield Fire. We got an uncle that just came off the fires that has been out cutting fire lines with dozers. And now we got this situation with a friend of ours that's, now she's within probably about just 8 miles now. And we're not sure the fire direction changed a little bit. It's kind of going east. And it's going a little bit north, northeast. But the east, coming back towards Sprague River, is what's concerning us with her.
Yeah, I don't like those conditions of one bit. And, man, I really don't like hearing about fire destruction.
Yeah, they got evacuation orders basically on 6-1, 6-2, 6-3A, and 6-4A, and 7-3, and then evacuation unit E-111B, and it's slowly but surely making its way towards Sprague, so yeah, we're hoping it doesn't go any farther. I mean, we got the Borat bombers coming out of Klamath, and we've got, there's a couple of helicopters on it, and they got crews on it, and we're just hoping it is, hoping they can contain it, and, but anyway, we're keeping her informed, and she's ready to go if she's got to go, because it's within eight and a half miles, so, hey, it is what it is, you got to do what you got to do.
That's right. Exactly, that's right. And right now, I gotta go get myself to the men's room. I will be back.
All righty, Brandon. We'll talk to you in a few. WSBT 889 monitoring.